Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We're hanging out at Metro Botto Guys, Marietta Boulevard. We've been here all afternoon. Cool, Mike, to run into so many of our listeners who have made their way out here. And it's funny because they're like, y'all in our neighborhood.
And thanks to folks. Don't feed the radio host. Guys bringing us chocolate and goodies and T-shirts.
Great.
Henri's Bakery right next door just brought us some cookies. You guys, stop it. Okay, don't stop. Stop it here at Dukes and Bell. Great turnout. And again, guys, Duck Club Bourbon is on display. They'll be here for another hour, so come on by and sample. As we said, they've got the 92 and the 110 proof, and it is smooth. And I think a lot of guys, they're moving it off the shelves, Carl. People loving the price.
They are. Great price point. And, Mike, I think Dukes and Bell move product, too. Here's the deal. With this Duck Country or Duck Club Bourbon, this was started, by the way, and it's tied to a very country, a very famous country singer, should I say, and a lifelong outdoorsman in Riley Green, who joined the brand as a co-founder. And if you're not familiar with it, that's a big part of it. So you see his cutout right behind our man Derek right here.
Yeah, apparently he's that tall. So he's the lady's choice for country singers.
Yeah, man. So a lot going on with this particular bourbon, Duck Club Bourbon. If you want to check it out, we're out here at Metro Bottle. Mike, let's get back into the Falcons here real quick, because it's funny, man. The interest level is still very high and off the charts when you talk about what people want and what they're expecting. I don't know if you're going to get what you want. I don't know if you're going to get what you expect. But I do think you're all interested in where the hell this goes. And so as we talk about this, we had a lot of people reacting to Dave Archer, Mike, and you said it. The idea that, you know what, he said, and I'm paraphrasing here, he was like, some of these guys make comments, and then they don't have to see these guys. Right. They don't have to go interview them or talk to them.
But with all due respect to Dave, I mean,
hold on. Let me. I know what you're saying. But he was saying the point is you can make these comments and move on, which a lot of these guys on the national level, right, they have. Right. I'm not saying they're right or wrong.
Well, Kurt Warner works for NFL Network.
Okay.
He played in the NFL. He's an MVP.
He is.
He played the position.
He is.
He watches Falcons tape, whatever. I don't know if he watched 6 weeks of it.
But that's what
early in the season, he said it was predictable. If we're less predictable, great, you fixed it. So what happened when you were predictable?
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. Did he watch a game? Did he watch 3 plays that were sent to him? A lot of times, it's not about somebody sitting down and breaking down, you know, 6 months worth of film. I just feel like what Arch was saying is, if you haven't watched this team recently, some things have changed and some things are working. And I'm not saying that they're wrong because they were right when they said what they said. But, hell, I said that, and I live here. I said they were predictable. The fact is it's not as predictable as it was once was, and it makes you wonder what has changed and what's going on with this
team.
But,
again, I didn't hire an offensive coordinator for on-the-job training. You were brought in here to get this team in the playoffs. You know what I mean? That goes back to Raheem, and should you have brought a veteran OC in? Because they thought maybe, you know, hey, he'll be fine. Zach's going to be working with Kurt. Uh-oh, Kirk's out. Now he's got to work with a young quarterback. And a lot of Michael Penix Jr., there was some good, as we said, some bad, and stuff that just didn't look right. You know, in the execution, in the play action, everything. Right when we talk about the pistol, I don't care what format you run, you know, whether he's under center or not. But, okay, you got it right now. Okay. I mean, the season was lost when you couldn't make adjustments on the fly in the five-game losing streak. I mean, I die on that hill. You lost 7 of 10 games. And so, I mean, oh, have you done enough now at the end when the season, yes, we know they're still playing for jobs, but the sense of urgency and the sense of risk and importance is gone. It's gone.
From a playoff standpoint, not from a job security standpoint. And that applies to most of these guys. I don't think anybody's going to lay down and just let guys run through them, get ran over, not block guys, not rush. You'd think James Pierce, because of the season he's having, he's on the brink of setting a rookie record. There are things that these guys have that they want to achieve, but from a job security standpoint, that's where I think you're wrong on that. I think there are those. Some of these guys are playing for that. Oh, no, these coaches are playing for that. For us,
yes, I know,
we want playoffs.
Yeah, I know they're working for a job. There's a bunch of guys who won't be on this team. They got to put good stuff on tape. But, I mean, when the season is on the line, when you're playing on Sunday Night Football against the 49ers and your team chokes, your coaching staff chokes, don't even know who's on the field, okay? That happened. That happened on your watch. We talked about, oh, no, the play calling. Again, Dave is as close to it as anybody. He's in that room. And maybe Zach has called the perfect game plan, and these guys just don't execute it. So we're going to have to fire all 53 and keep the offensive coordinator. Hey, I'm sorry, that's not the world we live in. Coaches get fired for the performance of their players.
Yeah, they do.
And I get it. You know, and look, I'll defend Zach. I said it to Zach in the press conference one day. I said, you dial up a play, and Pitts can't. It's got to frustrate you. Pitts can't execute it. You know, and then Pitts all of a sudden, his agent goes, hey, contract or whatever. All of a sudden now Kirk Cousins is in there. They're getting the ball to him because Drake's not out there. But, I mean, why couldn't you marry Drake and Pitts as productive pieces in the offense when the season was on the line?
I don't know if they have the answer to that. I think Kirk Cousins' answer was really good to us a couple of weeks ago when he said it doesn't have to be exclusive. Like, one doesn't have to have a great game and then the other one doesn't. And then he gave you examples of guys he played with and said, I spreaded the ball around, and whether it was in Washington or Minnesota, we had great wide receiving cores and groups that saw multiple balls in a game. And it doesn't mean that a guy is being, you know, forgotten about.
Right.
I do think Kirk is right, but I also know before he got in there, that wasn't happening.
Right.
And so, you know, look, a lot of you don't want to look at the obvious here. A lot of you don't want to look at Michael Penix. A lot of you don't want to look at the obvious and say, well, when Penix was in there, this thing didn't look as good as it looks now. I said this on Monday. Cousins, as much as it pains you and it may pain me, his ability to do what he's doing has helped this offense be more productive. And you just got to give credit where credit's due. 404-726-0929. That is the number. You can hit us up. And look, as far as whether you agree with Arch and saying, hey, things are better and I'm trying to be there versus where we were earlier in the season, I do agree with Mike. I can't ignore what you did. You know, this is like when we used to be in college and you took exams, right? And you had three exams.
Right.
And they would tell you, right, this first one's pretty important. It's not the last one. And you fail the first one, and then you got another one. Well, you know what? I failed the second one. And you thought just because you passed the last one, you were going to pass the class. It didn't work that way.
Right. You can look, there's a season in the NFL. It's not how you start. It's how you finish. But you can dig yourself such a hole that you've killed your season. And you killed the season in a year when the division was the most winnable it's been in its history. I mean, we're talking about 9 wins might get the job done for Carolina. I think everybody, I think Dave Archer would agree, we've got more talent on this team than the Carolina Panthers do. But they're finding a way. They're not choking. They're not blowing the big moments. They're executing. The coaches are coaching. Special teams, to me, if nothing else, take it off of Zach Robinson, the offense.
Yeah.
When you look, if this consulting firm called Sportsology, who's apparently taking a long, hard look at the Falcons, they got to be looking. They've got professionals who are in sports and say, wow, the Falcons have horrible special teams, and they never fixed it. Okay, that's on the coaching staff. That's not. There's no boogeyman there. That's not just fickle fate. You screwed up and you never got it right.
I don't even know how. I know how he's answered it. Check that. We know Raheem has said he didn't feel like there was any reason for change at this point in the season. But I don't even know how you answer that with a straight face if you went through all the mistakes week after week, and then I asked you as an outsider, hey, we're evaluating your team. Tell me why you didn't make a change at the special teams with the special teams coach. And if the answer is, well, I just didn't feel like it was the timing of it was necessary, Mike, I don't think that's sufficient. Because you just said there are teams that are contending that have just fired their special teams coaches.
Right. That's the Rams. The Rams are 2 weeks left in the season, and they fired a guy over the Seattle performance.
And I just feel like, you know, there's this phrase, right, that people use, and it's like, are you a serious football team or you're not? Are you a serious football team? Like, if you're a serious football team, that doesn't just go by the side and you go, well, it's acceptable. So I hear you on that, man. What do you guys think? What do you feel? 404-726-0929. And by the way, like I said, I don't know if you're going to get what you want. I don't know if you whatever you think you're going to get. That is what makes this so interesting to me. Because I think we could show up one day, Mike, and be on this show, and this goes completely opposite of everything that we think is supposed to happen, and we're all going to be like, what the hey? 404-726-0929. You know why I know that? Because they've done it before.
Right. Look, we've gone round and round on all the things that are wrong and went sideways for this team. As we said, we celebrated a great win. It was fun to watch. But you still had to sweat it out against a horrible football team. That's Arizona.
They're bad.
It still came down to one possession. You know, we talked about those fourth and ones. They couldn't get the job done. Special teams still cropped up with a blocked extra point. I mean, it's not, oh, wow, it's Calais Campbell. Okay, there's a 6'8" beast who looks like a refrigerator box with legs. You might have to account for that. Did you know he was going to be on their special teams?
Well, he blocked one last week, the week before.
This goes back to... This is the definition of insanity. Raheem is a good guy. Look, when we talk to Raheem tomorrow, I'm going to say, by the way, Raheem, you got a lot of fans in this town who support you and don't want to see you get got.
He does.
And
he
you
does.
Know, you know, and I also think that there's an area that Raheem has excelled is his input into the draft. We'll try to get him to talk about how much he did there, because look at Dorless. Look at what we've got, certainly, in the secondary. You know, we've added some great pieces. Billy Bowman, we talked about. We love what we've got there. And certainly James Pierce Jr., who they were in love with. Jalen Walker fell to them. That is fickle fate.
They couldn't screw that up.
They never was going to. Otherwise, there was no mock that happened.
But not with the pressure right. of not drafting a Georgia player.
Right.
Let's not ignore that.
But he's also a hell of an athlete.
He's great.
He's had just an uncomfortable amount of soft tissue injuries this year, which prevented him getting on the field a lot early and then at times. But Pierce is a no-brainer. So we'll see. But Sportsology is the consulting firm we've been talking about. The Albert Breer article saying that they're taking a long, hard look, and they will advise Arthur Blank and his team.
You okay with it?
A separate set of eyeballs is a good thing for this team.
I'm with you. That's how I feel.
And I want objectivity.
That's how I feel. I don't feel like this is a bad thing. Look, some of you are going to make fun of it. Whatever. You need someone else to come in and give you an opinion on what they think is going on and how this thing is being run.
I mean, Sportsology, you got guys that have done this at the NFL level, guys that have won championships in other leagues and other sports, so they know what this championship DNA is, I guess you could say, because we were saying in our day, 20 years ago, when a consultant came to your office, everyone just rolled their eyes. But it's one thing to have these guys come in. Maybe they've got a fresh take on it. When you found out that Corn Ferry was going to be vetting candidates for the Falcons at 14. Everybody laughed out loud. You know, I mean, like, I guess corporate headhunters can do it at all different venues, sports, etc. We'll see. I don't know. I am excited, though, that somebody maybe then, other than the usual group of guys, are in Arthur Blank's ear on this.
Yeah, I don't mind it at all. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're coming back. We're live at Metro Bottle, hanging out right as you walk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Again, can't miss us. We're sitting right here, and so are our guys.
We're yelling about the Falcons.
From Duck Club Bourbon. And listen, we're yelling because part of this is frustration. And we want what we want, but we don't know if we're going to get what we want. And that is what you're hearing. I'm not mad at Mike. Mike's not mad at me.
Yeah.
You know who we're mad at? We're mad at and disappointed on our team. That's what we're mad about. You should be too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.